This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Top 5 of 5 coming up at 5:30 because we are being joined now by ESPN's Buster Olney, who will celebrate opening day tomorrow by Dodgers-Tigers tomorrow night on ESPN. Thank you for joining us, Buster.
Good to talk with you. Yeah, the question going into the year, I think the dominant theme of the season is, can anybody beat the Dodgers?
Yeah, what do you think about that whole thing? Because from a, I mean, we've seen it historically in baseball, the big market teams spending more than other teams. But this seems like the most, at least as I can remember, the most extreme version of that. I guess just general thoughts on what you think of it and how you think it'll play out over the next few years.
So you're right. I mean, you think the Dodgers won the World Series last year, and then in the offseason they signed Blake Snell, two-time Cy Young Award winner. They signed the best available relief pitcher, Tanner Scott. They signed one of the best other relievers, Kirby Yates. They get Roky Sasaki, who's viewed as the most talented young pitcher in baseball. They signed Teoscar Hernandez to a long-term deal. They signed free agent Michael Conforto. I mean, it really was crazy. Now, it's not that much different than what the Yankees did in the late 90s,
yep.
But it certainly has generated a lot of conversation within the sport. I have a friend who happened to be golfing with a major league player at the time that Sasaki picked the Dodgers, and this major league player who's not on the Dodgers, and his reaction to my friend was, "What's the point? The Dodgers are getting all the players." Now, you know and I know that baseball's a little bit different. You don't necessarily have to be the best team in the regular season to win the World Series. We saw that with the Braves when they won in 21. They saw it with the Phillies when they advanced all the way to the, you know, the World Series against the Astros and had a chance to win then. You don't know. You still have to get through. But this is as big a prohibitive favorite as I've seen since I covered those late 90s Yankees teams.
Yeah, I think on some level, it's good for baseball to have a super team that everybody's gunning for. I think it happened when you look at the dynastic teams in football and basketball, even in the last 20 years with the Heat and the Warriors, having everybody sort of gun for them is fun. If they win every year, though, then it's not fun, right? Like, there has to be some sort of balance, I think, to keep everyone's interest in the game. But I think as a starting point, I think it is kind of neat and a talking point people maybe haven't had in baseball in a long time.
So So the argument that you just made was the first time I ever heard that. It was actually from Billy Beane, the, you know, longtime head of baseball operations of the A's. And this is he had a lot of A's fans complaining about those Yankees teams, and his response was, "What are you kidding? They're great for baseball. This year, the Dodgers will be the traveling circus that everybody's going to want to see. They will blow away all other teams in terms of road attendance, in terms of attention. And my God, look at the response in Japan to their first two games of the regular season played over there against the Chicago Cubs. 25 million people were watching. I mean, it was a staggering number. So I agree with you that there is something to that. And I think you and I both also probably should say out loud, they're going to be used, whether it's right or wrong, as a reason for a salary cap by Major League Baseball when those CBA negotiations come up in 2 years. Whether or not that's actually the case, I'm dubious about it, but I know Major League Baseball will make the case that they don't want to have a team that outspends, you know, other teams by factors of 7 and 8.
Yeah, I'm in favor of a salary cap.
Now that you're not, I mean,
just as a fan of the sport,
yeah,
I think it helps the competitive balance around the league. So I'm in favor of it.
So Buster Olney from ESPN with us. All right, Buster, so turn into the Phils. So I looked at the ESPN power rankings today, and they had the Phils number 3. And you know, the most popular team as World Series pick is clearly the Dodgers, but the one with the second most votes was the Phillies. And it seems like from our perspective that the national view of the Phillies might be a little bit more optimistic than the local view. Can you give your perspective on the team this year and where you think they sit in the hierarchy of baseball teams?
So I think that we have to remember that for most of last season, we talked about the Phillies as if they were the best team in baseball. And that wasn't just, you know, idiots like me in the media. That was the feeling of a lot of people around baseball. And so many of the elements of the Phillies team, which, you know, was great in 2023 and probably, you know, should have won the World Series that year, and the team that was dominant for a lot of last year, most of those elements are back. They're going to have an excellent rotation. You know, you got Bryce Harper, you got Trey Turner, you got Kyle Schwarber, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think it's necessarily a case where, you know, the Phillies have gotten worse. I just think the Dodgers have just gotten better in terms of what they've added and the way that they played at the end of last season. And I do think the Atlanta Braves are a team that people are sleeping on. The Phillies are in probably the toughest division in baseball in terms of having elite teams in that group between the Mets, the Braves, and the Phillies. I mean, and that's going to be a challenge for all three of those teams having to deal with each other. So I think the Phillies are an incredibly dangerous team when you can roll out, you know, a Zach Wheeler in a game one, a rising star pitcher like Christopher Sanchez, you know, later on Aaron Nola, et cetera. You know, we'll just see as the season goes on how their bullpen shakes out.
Now, we all realize that the Dodgers are the best team, right? What's that distance between the Dodgers and the rest of the National League and the Phillies? Or do you feel like the Phillies are bunched up with everybody else in the National League? There is no clear favor between those other teams behind the Dodgers.
I think they're, you know, the Dodgers, you know, number one in the power rankings, my own personal one. But the National League is absolutely stacked relative to the American League.
Yeah.
I've never seen a league like the American League is now, where you can make a reasonable path for like 10 different teams to win the league championship. Because if you did a power ranking, the first American League team might not be till like number 5 or number 6. And that's, you know, the Phillies' challenge is extraordinary because of the fact that the Braves potentially should be, you know, could be so good. I saw Spencer Strider pitch last week. He looks like he's coming back. Ronald Acuna Jr. is coming back. They added Jerickson Profar. You know, the Mets add Juan Soto, to what was already a really good lineup. So the Phillies are still a great team in my mind. They just have a tough challenge because they're in the National League.
The great Buster Olnion with us from ESPN. Buster, you've obviously covered Dave Dombrowski's like entire career. He's been a GM for like 35 years, it feels like. Are you a little surprised that we haven't had the traditional all-in Dave Dombrowski trade at one of these deadlines or in the offseason? Are you surprised that they kind of ran it back with the same team that ended last year?
I am. And I remember I wrote a piece in the fall, or I can't remember what form it took, but talked about how when I spoke with executives with other teams, they talked about their expectation that the Phillies were going to make a big strike. And at that time, that conversation was around Garrett Crochet, you know, who was the most coveted pitcher, you know, in the trade market, no question. And folks with other teams were reading the Phillies as being a team that, you know, they came close in 2023, they came close in 2024, they came close in 2022, and they thought that they would make a big, bold move that would put them over the top, and it didn't really happen. And that, I think, was a surprise. Now, you can make a case that, you know, some of the things they did, you know, adding Lizardo, you know, adding Kepler, that overall that they could turn out to be a better team over the course of the regular season. But there was no Garrett Crochet in what they did during the offseason. And that, you know, given Dave's history, that was a surprise for me. And I know a lot of his peers, too.
Yeah, the other, I guess, sort of debate point we've had leading up to the season is actually the lineup. And they've, you know, Rob Thompson hinted the other day that he will have two different starting lineups, one with Schwarber hitting leadoff, and then when they're facing, you know, righties, and then when they're not, Trey Turner will lead off. What do you think of the idea of just sort of shifting roles the way that that does, especially when you're trying to get guys like Trey to maybe not chase so much and maybe not, you know, swing for home runs as much as he has in the past?
Yeah, it's an interesting, you know, quandary because, and we had the Phillies in an exhibition broadcast in the first week of March. So, you know, I asked Rob about what his thought process was. And I'm sure he probably mentioned to reporters in Phillies too. Kyle Schwarber loves being a leadoff hitter, right? I mean, he just absolutely loves that. But he also made it clear to him, look, I'll do whatever you want to do. And he's not the classic leadoff hitter because he's not especially fast and he's not necessarily a threat to steal bases. And Trey Turner, the way he runs, he is the classic leadoff hitter. But he doesn't get on base as much as Kyle does. So I actually like the idea. I love, you know, and you know, knowing Trey's personality, knowing Kyle's, you know, great team-first personality and Rob, the way he communicates with players, they're going to be all in on whatever he decides. So I think it'll be fine, and you can understand why he would want to try to maximize, you know, the talent of somebody like Trey with his ability to steal bases.
Yeah, I think from a Philadelphia fan perspective, I think a lot of us are at, let's see something different at least. Like, let's at least try. We understand what we have in Schwarber, but let's see if putting Trey up there ends up with a different Trey than we've seen over the last couple of years. Well, Buster, we appreciate your time today. Of course, you will be part of the broadcast tomorrow night on ESPN, Tigers versus the traveling circus, as you call them, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And let's hope somebody takes him down. That'll be fun. I mean, you don't have to hope for it. I hope for it. I think it'll be fun if somebody takes him down. All right, Buster. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it, Buster.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. There is Buster only. I do think if they don't win, it will be fun. If the Dodgers don't win the World Series.
Oh, yeah. Because they're, like you said, they're the evil team we're all chasing.
It's like the difference between, I know I bring everything back to basketball. The reason why I think the Heat were good is because the Heat didn't win the championship the first year. Mm-hmm. But the Warriors, when they added Durant, that was the not fair point.
Right.
That was when, we actually don't enjoy this.
Right.
But the Heat, I think people, you know, they lost twice in the finals. And I think that's what made that era kind of fun because they did succeed, but they also failed.
You mean to tell me they only won two titles with that stack roster?
It's unbelievable.
My goodness.
Yeah, with Spurs, come on.
Yeah.
Man, an old Tim Duncan?
Well, yeah, young Kawhi Leonard.
Though. Well, I don't remember old Tim Duncan getting cramps during the finals.
Not running as much.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a fair point.
Today's show is powered by Verizon. For a limited time, get their best price ever. Drop into your local Verizon store today to learn more. Jack, we're supposed to do this last segment. I forgot to do it. Most important Philly for you this year outside of Bryce and Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, so I think the most popular pick is Trey, but besides also Trey, I don't want to take him either.
Okay.
I actually think it's Chris Sanchez.
Oh, wow.
Because,
why?
Listen, we know Wheeler, but this is the top three rotation like I think it can be. Nola, to me, not a real two. Chris Sanchez being a real...
The disrespect. You see how I went back to the disrespect that quick?
3.2 ERA, he was saying yesterday. Believe the Noles.
Didn't say that yesterday. Said that the first segment.
Okay.
Still,
feels like yesterday.
It does feel like it. The 5 o'clock hour, whatever. I still am in on Nola, but I think Nola is like... You know what Nola is. Yeah. Sanchez could be a force multiplier. And like I think Lizardo, I believe in, but I think there's going to be some bumps in the road. Sanchez developing into like a real Cy Young-ish kind of guy could take the Phillies to kind of another level here. So I'll say Chris Sanchez.
Yeah, I'm going back and forth between Bomer and Stott. I don't know if Stott would bat high enough in the lineup to have the impact that he could, even if he gets back to being 2022. Bryson Stott, but, or 23 Bryson Stott.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah, 23 Bryson Stott. I get these years mixed up. But I think Alec Bohm has a chance, if he can at least, be a guy that, he gets you 20 home runs. He drives in runs, because we know he'll put the bat on the ball, so he led the team in RBIs. Oh, he was leading the team in RBIs last
year. Yeah, what did he end up with, 97?
97, for a second straight year.
Yeah. I think if he can get back to playing the way he was in the first half of the season, where I felt like he had a little bit of swagger to him, pre-dugout emotional breakdown, like before all that stuff happened. Yeah, I think him and Trey, I just think those two guys could make this lineup so much different than what it's been.
And the injury has to
game.
The injury has to be brought up with Bohm. Because like his power did get zapped after the wrist injury.
His power.
That's what I'm saying,
You see that on YouTube when I do the quote-unquote quotes thing.
When you roll your eyes at callers?
Yes. Well, I never do that.
Right.
At least I don't hang myself with the phone cord.
Again, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. I am going Stott, and for this reason. I think Stott means a lot to the future, too. Like, if Stott is the 2023 Stott, I think you can think about the future of the Phillies infield in a different way than if he hits 245 and he's a good fielding second baseman. A good fielding second baseman is great, but it's also not a super high leverage position defensively unless you're really, really good. Mm-hmm. He has that, but also if he's hitting 250, I don't think it matters that much. If he is hitting 290 or 300, then all of a sudden when we're looking out for the next 5 years and we think about Aiden Miller coming in, then you are thinking about a double play combo there that could be your next decade. And I think Bryce Stott means a lot for this year, but I also think he means a lot as you're looking forward, because you might, if Stott isn't that guy, you probably don't pay Bryce Stott. He probably isn't a Philly in the next 3 years or whatever. But if he does come back and hits that, I think they can plan a little bit differently as well.
Yeah, it's big for Bohm and him. I mean, from the payday standpoint, Bohm is 2 years away.
Yeah.
Stott, I believe, is three.
Yep.
So I'm sure they would like extensions. You know? So it's big from that standpoint.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, still on his Disney journey. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hanging in there, huh?
Hey, yo, I'm on the way. I'm on the way back, man. You know, we about to head to the airport. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm Disney out.
That's what I was going to say. You're still hanging in there. You say you Disney out, huh?
Yeah, man. I got a top five at five for, you know, things not to do at Disney, but you know that's for another day. You be seeing some wild stuff down here. You be looking sideways at people like, what?
Well, it is Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I want to talk about the process.
All right. And what else? And veganism. And what else? What else? Yeah.
I'm just messing with you. Hey, man, they came at you hot. Chuck and Andy. Where Andy been? Hold up. Andy been missing for years.
Nah, he calls occasionally. He doesn't always get on.
Yeah,
he sits on hold for a while.
Came out of nowhere. Like, I got to get at Spike.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he hates the show so much, he sits on hold for 2 hours, every other day. So we can tell how much he hates it.
That's crazy. But look, man, I'm with y'all, man. Bryson Stott, man. I'm telling you, Bryson Stott going to be an all-star this year. The year that Alec Bohm had last year, Bryson Stott going to have this year. But he going to continue. He ain't going to get benched. and he ain't going to be crying. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my guy. You know, guys that's built from the same oak, like me, Jalen, Bryson Stott. We don't do that. We ain't going to be crying and all that. You know, we going to show up every game. That's what we going to do. So Bryson Stott MVP season, you know what I'm saying? Also, this is my thing with the Phillies this year. Like, I believe in this team. You know what I'm saying? I like they didn't do a lot of big moves. You know, they did a lot of, like, complimentary okay moves, whatever. But it's like, I need these dudes just to, like, show up in October. Like, I don't care about the regular season. Like, I want them to win games. Like, I don't want them to go no 5, 6, 7 game series or, like, you know, not series, but, like, losing streak or whatever. Like, I just, like, if they win 90 games, 91 games, sneak into the wild card. I ain't going to say sneak in, but make the wild card and then get hot going into October. Red, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't need to win the division. I know that sounds crazy, well, but it's like,
what,
this,
but what I'd say, Corey, they got it. The everybody is saying, I know they're going to make the playoffs. I know they're going to make the playoffs. Like, it's not. You know, just a
it's not
granted
a yeah,
that they
exactly.
make the playoffs. So I hear you. It only matters how they play in October, but this isn't a National League where they can just sort of coast through the year and
right.
make sure they're not making the playoffs winning 87
right.
games this year, you know, like they did
right,
2 years
ago.
The thing about the
Mets is Juan Soto is going to be the biggest bust in MLB history coming up this year.
Fat Juan Soto? I love
yeah,
it.
We gonna, well, I mean, he had the fat suit on because I don't know if you saw the way he looked lately. He don't look fat, so I don't know if the James Harden suit, you know, if they send it to him, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but this dude don't look fat no more. I'm just saying, I just don't, like, the Mets, they beat us last year, but they're choke artists. They're not, this isn't like, they're the Washington Commanders, you know what I'm saying? They had a good season, but they're going to fall off this year, you know? But that's all. You know, real quick, y'all talked about the draft earlier today, like, The Giants picking Russell Wilson, I love that. Now they're going to have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Oh, and if they draft Shedeur Sanders, you talk about Cam Ward, I need them on Hard Knocks. That's what I need.
Oh, let me tell you.
The Giants are never going back on
yeah,
Hard Knocks.
HBO won't even call them anymore about yeah. Hard Knocks yeah. after what happened.
Well, they need to put them on something. Because if you get a QB room where Russ, Jameis, and one of these rookies, especially Shedeur, if you put a yep. personality like
yeah.
that in the
yeah.
same room, oh, my goodness. I need to see it. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think the Giants is going to take Travis Hunter. But, you know, either way, you know, that's going to be, you know, they're going to be battling for the basement. You know,
kind of hope they do take Travis Hunter.
Really?
So I can watch him.
Oh, right.
Twice
yeah.
a year.
Yes.
Yeah, they are because the Browns want Cam Ward, and if they can't get him, they already said they want to pile, you know, put Abdul Carter with Myles Garrett, you know. So we'll see.
Corey, you got a favorite sci-fi character for us?
I don't know if it's been said. I've been in and out all day, but I'm gonna go with R2-D2. I'm down here in Disney.
Ah, there you go.
It's about R2-D2. Time. Today should have just been your favorite
Star Wars
character.
Yes.
safe travels, Corey.
All right, brother. All right, safe travels.
Yeah, I mean, 85% of the answers have
been
Star Wars.
It's been way more. Yeah, Star Wars characters.
There's so many that need to be named. I think.
Yeah.
From other movies, I think. There's a lot of sci-fi out there.
Yeah, but nothing since what? I mean,
the whole aliens.
No, but the last, 15 years? Like, what's the best sci-fi the last 15 years?
I'm saying there was an aliens movie came out last year.
I think that you and Hugh were arguing about that, right?
Yes, we were arguing about Alien Covenant or Alien Romulus. I forget which one it was. But yes, Hugh and I were. He was a science fiction guy. He was a movie guy.
He is.
I feel like me and Hugh should go to the movies like all the time.
Dude, Justin needs to go like a video camera. Like yeah. Hugh and Spike go to the movies.
Go to the movies, yeah.
Well, Hugh's a movie guy. He lives alone.
Right. Yeah. What is my?
Yeah, I don't know why you are such a big movie guy.
Well, but my wife.
Well, I mean,
my wife likes movies
yeah.
too, so we watch
yeah.
them together.
And you guys, yeah, yes, you guys like watching. You don't really like watching movies with Val.
Me? Yes, yeah. I do. Well, she won't shut up. But I like that. I'd rather watch movies than TV.
That's what I was talking about.
Yes. Yeah. She doesn't show up. I forget what we watched the other night. It was this movie called The Wasp, I think. It was okay, whatever. And she said at the end, very proud of herself, I didn't talk very much during that movie. And I said, you sure did. And she said, no, I didn't. I said, you did. I said, I even considered turning on the audio recording on my phone and recording it and playing it back for you because
so she doesn't even know she's talking
as
much.
She is. It's like unconscious yapping.
during the entire movie.
That is one of your moves, though, to make people listen to themselves.
Yes.
You know, you used to do that with us.
I did do that.
Yes.
The worst.
Yes.
The worst possible thing.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing
that. That is one of the worst things to do.
Yeah.
To make somebody listen to
myself. Andy Bloom used to do that with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It works.
It does.
It does. It does, because you don't want to hear it.
I remember Mark said, okay, get it. Turn it off. Well, the top five is actually coming up next.
Oh, wow.
Because we didn't do it at five. Thank you again to Buster Olney for coming on. Jack, what do we have to look forward to?
Speaking of Russell Wilson.
Yes, Mr. Unlimited.
Top five cringiest Russell Wilson moments.
Oh, ah, I like that.
There's actually enough for five.
I'm sure there is.
We could probably do a top 10. All right, that's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cry now. Heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will he let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big day on the station tomorrow in that it is opening day. You can hear the Phillies right here on 94 WIP or the free Odyssey app. And for the first time, we will be streaming the whole day on YouTube. So that will be from now moving forward. You'll be able to see the morning show, the midday show, and most importantly, the WIP afternoon show on our YouTube channel. I was just looking. This camera that is on me is like automatic. It follows me.
Nice.
But it also follows me out the door during a break.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't come back. So I gotta look it in the eye. I think it follows my face or something.
Ah.
So
by the way,
look it in the eye and bring it back.
I mean, why not until 7? You know? I mean, like, I know it ends at 6, but there's a big hour of radio from 6 to 7.
Well, maybe if that guy was on every day from 6 to 7, but it's here and there, really.
Yeah, well, listen. Yeah. Struggling father of two, gotta do what he's gotta do.
All right, there it is. Well, we missed the top 5 at 5 at 5,
mm-hmm.
So we gotta do the top 5 at 5 at 5:30.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Russell Wilson is probably the cringiest athlete I've ever seen. You know, I know that you guys will say LeBron. LeBron has definitely had his moments, and he certainly is having one today,
right,
with a lot of his comments. But Russell Wilson.
I heard he spoke on the Embiid situation today.
He's been talking a lot.
Yeah.
I said, well, it was an hour.
Just one of the guys.
Yeah, you know, just the perfect thing to do right now is just spend an hour on Pat McAfee.
One of the guys.
He's such a loser.
The top five.
He just can't take the fact that he's not getting all the attention.
Cringiest Russell Wilson moment. Starting at number five.
What you got?
This was after he landed in London for one of the London games. He detailed what he did on the flight over.
I don't really get jet lagged too often. You know, I don't really, you know, I've traveled enough to get, you know, kind of get my system down. But, yeah, for me, I was on the plane the first 2 hours. I was... First 2 hours, eight hours flight here. So the first 2 hours I was watching the film, watching all the cut-ups and everything else. And then for the next 4 hours, I was doing treatment on the plane. I was walking up and down the aisles. Everybody was knocked out. I was doing high knees and working on my legs and everything else, you know, make sure I'm ready to rock. So that was good. And then the last 2 hours, the last hour of that, I fell asleep for 1 hour, and I watched the film the rest. So I felt good to go once we got back. And then we had...
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
My knees.
You wonder why Richard Sherman talks the way he does about
Russ. Oh, yeah, they
want
to fold him up.
That guy sucks,
you know,
man.
The Legion of Boom wanted to fold him up.
Oh, he is so annoying. He sucks.
Imagine you're trying to sleep, right, on the cross-country flight. And you
There's
got this
Russ.
Guy.
Up and down the aisles.
Yeah.
Two, three.
And then he's got to tell everybody about
it. All the time.
How was the flight? That was great. And that's what. Just answer it that way. What'd you do on the flight? I read. Took a nap. My God.
Hard up.
I can't imagine being his teammate.
I know. It was fine when they were winning. When it started.
It was tolerable. You could tolerate it when you're winning.
And even when they were winning, I don't even feel like you heard very much from Russ.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It was toward the end of his Seattle.
Yeah. It was once they started getting rid of some of the Legion of Boom.
Yes.
Yeah,
then
he felt like he could talk more.
Yeah.
It could be his locker room.
Oh, the worst.
Number four is, again, he gets to Denver. And this is when they're shooting a promo video, I guess, for the Jumbotron during the game. Here is Russell Wilson.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Perfect.
Okay.
One more time. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos
God.
Country. Let's ride.
Why did they have him do so many takes?
Oh, my God.
Why'd they film it?
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
At WFAN, we have a Broncos fan there. Well, you guys met him, Anthony Gallo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Gallo, one of our video guys, is a Broncos fan. And sometimes I would just bait him, and I would ask him a question, and he would answer me, and then I'd go, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
He inspires no confidence.
Oh, my God.
No confidence. Third cringiest Russell Wilson moment. If you could remember, he had a deal with Subway, and they gave him his signature sandwich, and that was the Danger Witch, which he unveiled in this video.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
Oh.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time... Never mind. That's too dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
Wow.
That guy's awful.
That's a tough one there.
He is so tough, man.
That's a tough one right there.
Danger Ooh, that is dangerous.
Yeah, the Danger Witch. Yeah, that was tough.
Oh, they made another commercial.
That might have been worse than Bronco Let's Rock.
No, yeah. The Danger Witch?
I would say that there's so many bad parts of him, but the worst part is that he believes he is entertaining and charming.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't this funny?
Yes.
No one thinks it's funny.
No. We're not laughing with you, Russ.
Even
we're
people that
at you.
Even people that like him, they see it and they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know,
I blame this on Sierra.
Is it her fault?
Yeah.
Well, she should be like, uh-uh.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, one
you
of these.
Me? Can you pull him back in? Can you rein him back in, CC?
Yeah.
You know he's not cool.
Yes.
Exactly. You know you weren't future. You know what I mean? You probably don't know who
Future
is.
No, I know Future is.
Okay. Yeah. You were with a cool guy.
Yeah.
You were with Bow Wow, too, so he's uncool, but yeah.
Oh, like Mike?
Yeah, she likes the lames. She was with Bow Wow for a minute.
she likes the lames.
Is Bow Wow not cool? I don't even know
Bow
Wow.
No, Bow Wow's a lame.
Okay.
Yeah, he's lame.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, Bow Wow. We've been knowing you since you were two, Bow Wow. Stop it.
Yeah.
Now you're a tough rapper.
The second cringiest Russell Wilson moment is after a long contract negotiation with Seattle. He let everyone know that they got a deal done in bed with Sierra.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I want to murder him.
No.
I mean, not no. really.
I asked for CeCe to save him.
No.
Ah, she kind of saved him on this one.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much help she was.
She might be lame, too. Well, you know, just, women are lame sometimes, no, even
I'm with
hot
you there.
Ones.
Believe me, yes, I agree with you on that. All I'm saying is this is the one where I could have kind of understood he just got an extension, he's celebrating, and he's letting everybody know he's coming back to Seattle, and he lets you know.
Look at what I got?
Yes.
It's like, come on, man. Don't do anything.
Seattle.
Well, this she was there.
Can
she
I
was,
tell you?
She was in on
he
it.
He thought he was the man during that, by the way.
This.
He was.
This truly makes me appreciate Jalen Hurts.
If this guy was your quarterback, it's
Jalen
hard.
Doesn't do any no. of this stuff. Jalen, there's no. He's got a fiance. I've seen her three times. Right. You know what I mean? She like he's not putting videos of her on Twitter right. when he signs an extension.
He's not putting videos of her anywhere.
Anywhere, yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, whatever makes him happy. But yeah. like, there's no corny Subway commercials.
Right.
There's, even when Jalen's corny, he's corny for like 4 seconds, and then that's
right.
it. You know, he.
I agree.
Russ is invested in his corniness. Like it is his brand.
I totally agree. Yes.
I appreciate Jalen. I don't think the dagger is that big a play, but I do appreciate you as a personality.
But the number one cringiest Russell Wilson moment, maybe the cringiest thing an athlete's ever done, is Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, hey, guys. No. Russell here. Oh. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you gotta be unlimited. Tell them I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Yes, she is. She sucks.
Go-to person for advice, Russell.
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person. Think that person. Love you, Pete. But it's Mr. Unlimited. Oh. Tom.
She sucks, man. She sucks.
Well, I think she's trying to make him feel better.
Oh my God! First of all, the entire premise.
Who is it, Russell?
Yes. Who do you go to for advice, Russell? He's going to his alter ego? By the way, the entire premise of that thing, a total lie, he's like, you need an alter ego. No, you don't. No, you don't. You actually don't.
Yeah, I've gotten through life without having an alter ego.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one needs an alter ego. Oh, I told Jack, I watched that video has resurfaced now because yes. of him signing with yep. the Giants. Mm-hmm. I watched it for 10 minutes straight. Just feeling awful, but not being able to turn right. away. I can't believe right. this is happening.
Well, now you see why the pivot called him a cornball.
He is the corniest guy.
He
yes.
him a cornball, yeah.
The number one corniest guy in history. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in. Does the national media overrate the Phillies? 52.5% say no.
Now, do you think ladies...
Yes.
Prefer the cornball or the cool guy?
Well, can't be fake cool guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Mom, something tells me.
Yeah.
See, the cool guy is a guy with a lot of confidence, and there's always the ability of...
Going away.
Yes.
So the Jalen versus the Russell, are we talking
well,
about?
No, not Jalen, because I think Jalen is reserved.
Okay, so but outwardly cool.
Yes, the outwardly cool guy. Yes, the outwardly cool guy.
Maybe she knows because, okay, so Russell Wilson is rich, mm-hmm. and he's a good enough looking guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at least there's this cornball thing that holds him back from, you know, being around.
Yes.
You know, maybe.
I think that's what Ciara said to herself. Like, yeah, well, Future, I can't, he's a rapper. I can't deal with this.
Right.
Russell?
I
can, yeah, I can handle you.
Yeah, no one's going to go near him.
Yeah.
Mr. Unlimited?
Yeah. Russell. I hate that I started talking about this. Russell ain't seen nothing like Ciara.
No.
Well, I mean, his poor first wife on the draft.
I didn't want to go down that road with the wife and everything. But it's clear that's why he jumped ship in a hurry.
Well, look.
I didn't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he saw Sierra and he was like, holy cow.
Yeah, look at what I can do.
Yeah, yes.
And
yes.
He is, maybe he's a very good husband.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's a good dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe. But yeah.
Well, I mean.
Mr. Unlimited.
She went from future to Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Yeah. Unlimited.
He's the best. Back in the NFC East.
Love it.
Ike.
Yes, sir. Yes, I got something for everybody. Yes. Tasty Cake now. Tasty Cake has a treat for every Joan. Joan?
You're not bad. Not your best one.
Not my best one.
Yeah.
I thought I nailed that one.
Nah.
My bad.
Yep.
All right, peanut butter fans, you have your candy cakes. I'll try better the next time.
Yep.
The chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You also have the simple classics like crimpets. They're light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Donut lovers have plenty of options for days. You've got the frosted mini donuts. How about the powdered mini donuts? And I can't forget about the delicious new dip and sticks flavors. I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
215-592-9494. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How you doing this fine Wednesday evening?
What up, Justin?
We are unlimited.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to steal it from you.
Speaking of them Tasty Cakes, man, the VP, she sent me some of them Ike, Spike, and Fritz stickers to put on my gun safe and stuff like that. And then she sent me some Tasty Cakes, too. She sent me some crimpets and them little old peanut butter cookie-looking things with chocolate. Boy, them things, I tell you what, them things are good to make a puppy pull a freight train, Spike.
Like a puppy pulled a freight train? Is that what that is?
Make a puppy pull a freight train.
Oh, make a puppy. Okay.
Make a puppy pull a freight train. And I tell you right now, man, yeah, I'll go there with Russell Wilson. Yeah, he's crazy as a outhouse rat, but he's got Sierra. So, I mean, if I had to be that crazy and say I'm Mr. Unlimited and have a danger with you, I wouldn't care. Have you not seen that woman?
Yeah.
Have you seen her dance? I'm turning into Yoshi right now, I know.
Hardest wood I have ever touched.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Why is an outhouse rat crazy?
Well, he didn't want to use the other house rat.
Yeah. You're talking about an outhouse, like, you know, outside bathroom, like.
It's 2025.
That's what my papa used to say, man. I can't help it. I just use it.
What makes it more crazy than an inside rat?
I'm just crazy. I'm just using it. Chill, man. I'm coming after you here in a minute. Let me cook.
Wow.
But yeah, have you? I mean, who cares how crazy he is? He's got Sierra, and he's a multimillionaire. Yeah, he's goofy as all get out. But I mean, like I said, have y'all not seen her dance?
No, I've seen
her. You can bounce a quarter off of him.
There you go. Just
that hammer is real, for real.
Yeah. Okay. Second of all, Owen hollered at me. Owen hollered at me last night, and he said, "Man, have you seen this Netflix thing on this documentary on Netflix about the Phillies?" Couple years ago about the Trey Turner standing ovation. I said, yeah, I heard about it, and you better not watch it. That cat is seen it's a fake, a fraud, and a phony. And
I'm it's about his
right
story.
Right it is about his story. Go ahead.
Story,
I'm sorry.
Hold on. His dadgum story is BS, and he stole it from Jack Fritz. I don't know if nobody else will say it or not, and I don't care. I'm going to say it. So I heard on the High Hopes pod, I think it was March 15th, Jack said he predicted that the Phillies are going to win the World Series. So right now, everybody, if this cat comes out and says, I predict the Phillies are going to win the World Series, he didn't do it. Jack did it first, okay? So that's on Jack. So when they make a documentary about the Phillies winning the World Series this year, they need to come to the right man for the job, and that's Fritz.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. So I told Owen, I said, you ain't watching that junk. That's fake. That's fraud. That's misinformation because that cat didn't do it.
Jack, it's a real story. It's a real story.
All right, now. I need the Vols to come up big for me Friday.
You ain't kidding, brother. I'm telling you what, hey. I'm just going to tell you right now, man, it's regular season, Rick. I ain't got a whole lot of faith. So, I mean, I'm a downer when it comes to Rick Barnes, dude. I can't help it. I just ain't got a lot of faith in Rick Barnes. I don't.
Oh, my God. I need him in the Final Four, Justin. They're part of my Final Four picks.
Hey, if they go, I'm happier than a pig in, you know what?
Yeah, slop.
But, I mean, it's just, but, I mean, it's Rick Barnes. Now, I don't think Kentucky's going to beat us three times in a row this year, but it's going to be tough beating Houston if we get that far. That's all I got to say about that. In my sci-fi character?
Yes.
Neo from The Matrix. That's a good character, y'all.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Star Wars. So I'm going to go Neo from The Matrix. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. You've had a heck of a show. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right, Justin.
There he is, Justin.
Big fan of The Matrix.
One
and two.
Yeah, it was fine.
Morpheus.
I didn't like it quite as much as everybody else did, but I thought it was good. It was definitely good.
And shocking you didn't like it as much as everyone else did.
Could definitely be our future. All plugged in. Living a reality that isn't actually happening. Yeah. A lot more likely than us living on another planet is living that way. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Ike, I had to save up for 5 years to get the Han Solo action figure. Spike, Harrison Ford used to come to our house for dinner every Friday night. Mike in Havertown.
That started right away today, too. First segment.
It did.
Yep. In front of
the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, yeah. In front of a bunch of people from Verizon all judging me. They're very nice. I know they're judging, though. What's next?
Gee, I wonder who I get my anxiety from. Ribble in North Jersey.
It is true. Just like him. Just like
you guys are kindred spirits.
Yep. Scotch is just like Val. Rebel's just like me. What's next?
We talked to Trey in Clearwater, and he's a straightforward guy that seems really locked in. I mean, the way he attacked that Tootsie Roll
rapper.
There
it is. Yep.
Spike's baseball analysis.
There it is. Ask the guy 1 5-second question about candy.
No, dude.
And never letting it go.
Yep. Oh, poor guy.
1 5-second. But you're jacked. It doesn't.
What?
It gets the text line through
yeah,
you.
Yeah, through you.
Yeah, well, it's so funny.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I can't believe they do that to you. Text me more of them. What's next?
Maria Shriver. Who was that guy? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, he famously started a fight with Jeremiah Trotter in Atlanta. Frank in Ardmore.
Speaking of things that college will never let go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, well, you did.
20 years ago, man. Yeah. 20 years.
What's next?
Me yesterday. Wow, Herb in the Northeast trying to say Calipari is the funniest mispronunciation in show history.
Garibaldi, Garibaldi, back.
It'll be years until someone does something like this. Like Reese today.
Thank you, bro. It's great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Alex in Lancaster. Text line.
We got a lot of response on that Herb call from yesterday,
by the way.
Oh, man. People loved it.
Everyone said it was the best one of all time. They all seemed the same to me. All 50 minutes long, 10 topics.
Yeah, but again, when you get gold, you got to capitalize. My favorite part about some Herb calls recently is that he does end up bringing it back to the beginning of the phone call.
Yep.
It just takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, Joy Taylor. It ended up back with Joy Taylor.
Like, that story's 3 months old.
Yep. He really is the best. And you can hear, if you pay attention to it, if you listen for Herb, you can hear how much he hates me.
Yeah, 100%. By the way.
But I give him credit. He keeps calling.
He tolerates you.
Yeah.
Is there...
He was umpiring today. He sent me a picture of his PIAA hat.
Oh, yeah?
Ah.
Love to see Herb actually umpire a baseball game.
Is he umpire high school?
I think so. Yeah, it's PIAA. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which
he's out there calling balls and strikes.
That's kind of terrifying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that.
No one sees it.
No.
Even though he's down 20 to 25.
Yeah. Jack, is Fritz at 6 coming up next?
Yeah.
Oh, you're working a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
What are you doing?
Well, it's not every day.
It's not every day.
Well, I work every day.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Working the fifth hour.
Yeah.
It's on the record. I mean, what do you do? Your prediction for the Phils, man.
Oh, okay. What are we going to do tomorrow on this show?
Yeah, we're going to do our show tomorrow.
Well, I had this planned before we decided what tomorrow's show was.
Okay.
And
all right.
It's a different audience than 6 than it's 2:00.
Okay, that's a good point. So we'll
Mr. Program Director.
So Fritz at 6 is next, then TK. You are right. You're correct. We will be back with you tomorrow for Phil's opening day. We'll be on with you at 2, then leading off will be at 3, and then the first pitch will be at 4:05.
Spike's leading officer back?
Oh, very excited. Very excited.
What was the bit last year we did? You're on
Oh, yeah, we're back to that again.
Oh, Around the Horn.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Around the Horn.
I enjoyed Around the Horn.
Around the Horn was great.
Around the Horn.
So maybe an Around the Horn for the Nats tomorrow?
Yeah, maybe first segment. Yes. You got to also count Expos.
Yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for...